The Pearlfishers duet by Bizet, performed on Classic FM by Bryn Terwell and Andrea Bocelli. Two of the artists my guest tonight, Catherine Jenkins, has performed with over the years. Catherine, how important do you think singing is to someone's well-being?
I think singing is so important. I feel it in myself, and I know it from my mum, who's recently joined a choir and has been getting so much out of it. I think singing is a very great experience for your emotional well-being, for your mental health. I think when you're working together as a team, it's obviously in a choir, it's a very social thing, but I think you can work through emotions when you're being creative and you're using your voice to make sounds. And I think that it's been wonderful to see how people have used singing over the last few years with all the different kinds of choirs that have been formed. And I think in this time too, I've enjoyed seeing during the lockdown how people have been singing virtually together to keep that going. I recently did a virtual concert where I was singing to care homes across the UK from my back garden. And I think, again, that was part of the same idea, is it's just really important to come together and sing. And I just think it gives us all a bit of a lift.
Perhaps it can bring you joy. Can it also bring you solace?
I think so. Yeah, I definitely think it can. There are certain songs that I have, recorded or perform live, which they really, really help me and bring me comfort. There's one in particular that I think of, Jealous of the Angels, which, having lost my dad at a young age, I sing that song and it just kind of puts me at ease again with why he's gone and why he's not here to see all of this. And so I think that song, like so many others and other pieces of music, which will touch people in different ways, but that song definitely brings me comfort.
What was his favourite song?
My dad's favourite song that I used to sing was Pia Jesu by Andrew Lloyd Webber as a chorister. Dad passed when I was 15, so he didn't really get to see much of my singing, after going, to study. But I think he was in some ways my biggest fan, because my mum was the main breadwinner. My father took early retirement to look after us. And he would pick me up from school every day and drive me to choir practice or singing lessons or whatever it was. And just very calmly and quietly instilled the confidence in me, you can do this. I know I'm going to see you on This Is Your Life one day. and he never pushed, but I feel like he knew. And I think that somehow I've been on the path, which I didn't think I was destined for, but he knew, or maybe it's him guiding me, or God, I don't know, but somebody's been putting me on the right track.